Welcome to Create Your Reality, the show that empowers you with information on how to drive your brain and create a more purposeful, joyful, and fulfilling life for yourself in the process. Your host is Lynn Crocker. Each week, Lynn demystifies your brain's processes and shows you how to utilize tools that you already possess to identify habitual thought patterns that are not serving you. You'll hear from Lynn and other industry experts who will help you understand how your thoughts create your reality and how you can use this awareness to change your life from the inside out. This is all right here on Amazing Women of Power Radio, the world's leading positive programming network, powered by Raven International.
Hi, and welcome to Create Your Reality. This is your host, Lynn Crocker. Today, I'm so pleased to have Mary Lohr back on my show to continue our conversation from last week. If you remember, Mary is the founder and CEO of Managing Thought, which helps individuals and organizations develop self-awareness and change how they think and conduct business to attain long-lasting success. She is also an internationally recognized thought leader, public speaker, executive mentor, and author of the multiple award-winning book, Managing Thought, Think Differently, Think Powerfully, Achieve New Levels of Success, and the audiobook, Managing Thought, How Do Your Thoughts Rule Your World? By showing others how to manage their thoughts, Mary has helped men, women, and children around the world to take control of their thoughts and enjoy their lives. They have rediscovered what inspires them, reframed their negative thoughts, reclaimed their peace of mind, revitalized their health, and rebuilt their relationships. Today, Mary and I are going to continue to talk about positive thoughts versus powerful thoughts. As Mary talked about last week, the distinction between positive and powerful thoughts comes from how they make you feel. The clue as to how they make you feel is, what are your follow-up thoughts? If your follow-up thoughts deflate you, make you feel fearful or unmotivated, the initial thought is not a powerful thought, no matter how positive it sounds. However, if your follow-up thoughts uplift, inspire, and energize you, the initial thought is a powerful one and therefore very creative. So for more on this subtle but significant distinction, be sure to check out last week's show. So for this week, Mary, welcome back. Let's just go ahead and dive right back into where we left off.
Okay, well, where we had left off, we were talking about being clear with our thoughts so that the universe isn't confused by it. So we were talking about if I, for instance, say, well, I don't know how to do something, if I'm not wondering how I could do it, then what I am creating is the continuation of not knowing, right? Okay. Because it's how I create is very literal. Mm-hmm. So if I keep saying, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, then I create not knowing. Mm-hmm. And my follow-on thoughts are all around continuing to create not knowing. As an example, if I'm in a workshop and someone says to me, I just can't buy into what you're saying. If they say that and continue to think and say that, then that's what they create. It's not the same as, I'm wondering how I could apply what you're saying. I'm wondering how I could help, or could you help me understand, or I'm curious about this. Because it's curiosity and wonder that brings about creation. All right, so then we were talking about confusing the universe.
Yes.
All right, and so here's an example of a woman I was speaking with. She was with a time in her life now where she is ready to meet someone and have a great relationship. And so she said, you know, I've been saying that I want this for 3 years now, and nothing's happened, and I don't understand it, because I keep repeating this, and why isn't this happening? So then I said, okay, well, so tell me about this. Well, you know, she wants the relationship, and she says, but, you know, I'm really happy with my life right now. You know, I'm happy because I can come and go as I please. I can go out with my girlfriends and do some really cool things. And I'm just concerned, you know, if I'm with somebody, that I won't have that kind of freedom.
Right. Interesting.
So, and then someone else who was with us at the time said, well, you know, it's not going to happen because you're confusing the universe. All right? So the universe doesn't know what to give you. And this is an example of getting to the essence. The essence is she wants a relationship, and all of the things about what she values in the relationship, what this person is like and what she's like and what they're like together at the essence, there's that. And also at the essence of that is that she values her personal time and her time with her friends and spontaneity and having a supportive partner that is comfortable with that and not, right? You know, so at the essence, that's really what she wants. The way that she was thinking about it, though, was not going to create that. Okay, because she wasn't coming at it from a powerful state.
Right.
All right. Now, when I say that the universe is going to provide or not provide, we're missing out on, I am the universe.
Oh.
You know, we are the universe. If we're looking for the universe to create things for us, we are putting our power outside of ourselves. We are all creators. We have the amazing power to create. We can create anything that we can imagine, absolutely anything. And so if I am concerned about what the universe may or may not do, I'm not inspired.
Right. It's in a way you're giving your power away to the universe. I'd never thought about that.
I am the universe. And it's not that we're attracting things. We're creating things. Again, when it comes down to it, I'm either inspired or I'm not. And when I'm inspired, that's when the remarkable things start to happen. I mean, we've been creating all along. And the blessing and the great joy of that is that whatever I've thought, said, or done in the past no longer matters. What matters is what I'm creating and choosing to create in this moment, and then in this moment, and then in this moment. And my brain is a powerful tool, and it can help me to create anything I can imagine. And it is waiting. When it delivers those thoughts and emotions that I've experienced in the past, it's delivering that as a service to me. To say, hey, here's what happened in the past. Is this what you want to create? Okay, because I'm here to keep you safe, for out of danger, efficient and effective. Here's what happened in the past. And if I don't say or do anything, then it assumes I'm going with that. And then, you know, I keep living each day like I did yesterday and have the same failures, you know, all that kind of stuff keeps happening. So I can thank it and then wonder. And I can wonder what I wish to create this moment.
Yeah, and I like that. I've heard that of thanking the thought before, too, and that does feel so much better than discounting it, getting upset with it. Thank the brain for the information, because as you're saying, that it's just providing you with information of how the past has turned out with a similar circumstance, and in a way showing it to you, as you said, is this still what you want? And so if I heard you, if you don't consciously make that shift, then you're just going to keep recreating the same things over and over again.
Yeah, and that's why the amazing managing thought tool is the do-over. Because my brain is so fast.
Right.
And, you know, we were talking last week about worry thoughts, and if I've practiced worry thoughts and then also say I'm a worrier, which is now commanding myself to be a worrier, you know, then I'll get those worry thoughts very quickly. And that's when I do a do-over. I don't say to myself, oh, I shouldn't worry. I got to stop worrying. I'm a jerk for worrying. Why is my brain doing that? That's not practicing being at peace. That's not practicing my new thought.
No, not at all.
And a lot of us, and that's where we were talking about the difference between positive and powerful thinking. A lot of folks who say that they're positive thinking are still criticizing and judging themselves. And not experiencing the joy of and the aliveness of this constant creation of this next version of the highest vision of ourselves.
If somebody's thinking, I'm a positive thinker, I think positive thoughts, I'm actively working to manifest what I want, working to be creative, but they're still not getting what they want, it's not showing up, then it's probably time then to really dive in deeper and we talked about last week, what's the secondary thoughts after that initial one, to identify that, identify how you're feeling in the body, because if it's not coming to you, there's something that is blocking it, or there's a counter thought.
When I decide to look at my thoughts instead of from them, when I decide to wonder, not wonder why,
right.
Just simply wonder about the thought, I get my answers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I'm wondering why I'm having a thought, I'm looking in the past.
Okay.
I mean, what am I going to do when I get the answer?
Right.
You know, I mean, some folks then, that's when they bring in the blame thoughts and the judgment, you know, and do all that.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, the hope is that they turn around and wonder what they wish to create. So when I wonder what I wish to create and I move in that direction and I'm inspired, whatever obstacles I might have created for myself rise to the surface to be gently, you know, to be washed away.
Yeah. Yeah. So looking at thoughts from outside yourself, I thought that was a really great statement. It kind of likens maybe the observer eye. I've heard that term before, too, where you're observing yourself and wondering not from a place of judgment, but from a true place of curiosity.
Yeah, absolutely, curiosity.
Okay, yeah.
Because, you know, whatever the thought I had, I don't know if I was dealing with reality when I had it.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, I really don't. So, and that's what makes each moment so special, because it's a new moment.
Mm-hmm.
And so in this moment, I can wonder. And it's amazing what comes from it. So I can turn worry into wonder.
Hmm.
I can turn frustration into wonder. I can turn anger into wonder. I can turn anything into wonder, because all of those emotions are basically me telling myself I'm out of alignment with who I truly am.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm either out of alignment because of whatever it is not true to me, or it could be how I'm thinking the thought, or a combination of them both.
Mm-hmm.
So when I just stop and wonder what I wish to create in this moment, I know what I want to create. Just even practicing using the words wonder.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so I notice a thought not in alignment. I thank my brain for sharing.
Mm-hmm.
Take a breath, focus on the exhale.
Mm-hmm.
So that I'm exhaling out all of the physical stuff in the body.
Mm-hmm.
I'm exhaling out the thought.
Right.
And on the inhale, then I wonder how I can be of highest and best service in this moment, how I could demonstrate love in this moment, how I can, how could I make a difference in this moment? I wonder, and I get my answers.
Yeah.
It's just that does take practice, because our brains are so fast. We're so fast at delivering the thoughts that are not in alignment with our highest vision.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the do-over is so great,
because
in that moment, I do the do-over, and I have now set the dial of creation. You know, boom, I'm now creating what I want to, and whatever I thought even a moment ago no longer matters.
I like that do-over. And you just made the point, it's what came up in my mind too, is that it takes practice. Thoughts become very habitualized, and it takes practice to break a thought habit, reestablish a new one, and then you always have the do-over in your back pocket, which is really a nice option. It's a nice little segue into then the book, because you mentioned that the do-over was one of the techniques in managing thoughts, one of the tools. So talk a little bit about the book, the programs. You've just got a whole bunch of comprehensive information that's presented in many different formats for all of the different learners out there. And I haven't myself gotten into any of them, but from what I can tell from the overview, it just sounds great. So, again, talk a little bit about the book, the companion guide, the Gratefulness Companion Guide, and what you have available.
The book is the piece that can serve as a guide and a mirror and a mentor for a long time. And in fact, at the website, thousands of people are subscribed to read a page a day of the book.
Oh.
And then some are in their seventh year of reading it, because, again, you know, we keep we keep growing yes. and changing. And then I continue to read my own book
yeah.
because each time I'm coming at it from a different perspective and from a wise, evolved me.
Mm-hmm.
And so the book is a very practical step-by-step guide on really how to become aware
mm-hmm.
of the thoughts
mm-hmm.
that you're having, how to know if a thought is powerful or not, a whole process on how to decide, how to wonder about and decide what it is we truly want.
Mm-hmm.
It talks about how to manage spirit as well,
mm-hmm.
How to reinvoke our spirit, how to reinvoke our energy,
mm-hmm.
reignite our creativity. So it is a step-by-step process, and it has won 6 different best book awards
wow.
in different categories. So
mm-hmm.
in business motivation, in conscious business and leadership, in spiritual enlightenment and inspiration, self-help, philosophical thought leadership, communication skills, lots of categories that usually don't mix.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't.
Because it applies to absolutely everything in our work and in our life. And I'm so pleased because the book on the spiritual enlightenment and inspiration,
mm-hmm.
The Dalai Lama, Eckhart Tolle, Deepak Chopra, those folks are previous winners of that same award.
Wow.
So I'm honored to to be a part of that. And it is my mission to really help us all, including myself,
mm-hmm.
to experience my highest spiritual and earthly potential.
Yeah, well, that's a wonderful mission. And congratulations on the awards on the book. That's a very good company to keep. So clearly, it's a really good book. And, you know, as you said, very practical information. And this is just an ongoing process. I like what you said in the beginning when you're talking about the book, that it takes you first to become aware of your thoughts. Because I think that's where maybe some people get stuck. They are going so much on autopilot, they're not necessarily paying attention to what's going on in their brain.
And once we do that, we start redefining what success looks like.
Mm-hmm.
We're able to focus our goals and our priorities on what truly matters,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And in anything that we're saying and doing, we're able to wonder, just ignites creativity.
Mm-hmm.
And thankfulness ignites creativity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of these things. So we reignite our creativity. We don't have to learn how to be creative. We're all creative
yeah.
by nature.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're energized and we're connected with others. I mean, all of these things happen when we're thinking powerfully.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
it's an amazing. So the book is like that. And then the companion guide is on the practice of thankfulness.
Mm.
Because when I practice thankfulness, that really ignites the power within
yeah.
and moves me into a state of wonder. So
mm.
this thankfulness guide, it's an audio and also as a PDF because it's filled with facilitation instructions. So they can listen to it or they can print the whole thing
mm-hmm.
out. And so that's what the thankfulness guide is all about.
Yeah, that energy of thankfulness is very powerful. I like what you were saying that the book and all these principles can be applied across the board in somebody's life, not just in a relationship or in their personal day-to-day interactions or just in business. It really can apply across the board in everything that people do.
Yeah, well, as I start being aware of my thoughts and choosing the thoughts that are in alignment, then I am my true, authentic self expressed in everything
mm.
I do. And I no longer see a division between work and life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's
right.
it's life.
Mm.
And I'm expressing myself in various aspects of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always a big eye-opener for folks, too, because oftentimes the skills that I have in the workplace,
mm-hmm.
I'm not using them at home.
Right.
And the skills I have at home, I'm not using in the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
So I start becoming aware what inspires me
mm-hmm.
and what's not inspiring, then I start being consistent in everything that I'm doing. And it flows. It's not like it's an effort to do that. It's eventually this starts flowing.
Yeah. Everybody's been in a place of flow at one point or another, so we all know what that feels like. And that takes me back to what you were talking about with the inspiration versus motivation. And motivation, yeah, it is work. It's force. It's for me personally, when I'm trying to motivate myself, you know, that the energy of that is, it's almost willpower. It takes work. It's difficult versus when I'm in a place of inspiration. As you said, everything flows. I have endless energy to do what I need to do and what I want to do. And so those distinctions are very important. They may just seem like, quote unquote, just words, but the words have energy infused in them.
Well, and to add to what you're saying, awareness of time is also there.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm not in alignment with who I am and what I wish to create, I'm very conscious of time and lack of time. If I am in alignment, I have no awareness of time. Because it no longer exists. I'm in that infinite place. And it's funny, in the workshops I do where there's exercises and people can say, yeah, like just with one word of a thought, they're like all of a sudden thinking about time, noticing lack of time, and another thought, there's no awareness, and they get so much more done, and they're energized, and the ideas flow, and they feel connected, you know, with the others, and it's amazing. I mean,
yeah. Well, what a wonderful mission you have to really be waking people up to this knowledge and knowing that they have this creative power within them.
Yeah, I'm so lucky. I mean, it's been over, trying to think. When I first wrote the workshops was in 2001.
Wow.
Was when I wrote the workshops originally.
Yeah.
And so it's been well over 10 years now that I've been sharing this, and it's great.
Yeah. So you have several other programs, but one that I do want to talk about on the show, which I love about it. It's called Mindfulness Monday. It's a subscription service. So tell listeners about that and what they could hope to receive subscribing to the service.
Yeah, Mindfulness Monday is an online subscription service. And so every Monday for a year, and it's designed so that whatever style of learning works for you, so that it's 5 to 15-minute lessons that you can watch, listen to, or read or print out.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a practice so that you can play with it during the week. And then also there's a beautiful image with a message on it that some folks use to print out and put wherever to help inspire them and remember to practice. So it's a way, because I was mentioning before practicing just one thing.
Yes.
And everything is so interrelated. It's like the roots of many trees. So when I practice one thing, it actually affects many areas of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's designed to practice one thing that week, become aware of it, notice the difference, and so it's fun. And then once a month, there's a teleseminar, and on the last Monday of the month, and folks get to share their celebrations, their challenges. I answer questions, because it's really key for people to be able to ask questions, because sometimes as I become aware of my thoughts, I'm pretty surprised by what I'm having.
Right.
And so to be able to talk about that and ask questions and hear what others are experiencing, I think is just so helpful. So so it's a program, and there's individuals and management teams and families are all participating. So
that's great. Well, I love the idea of I love that it's on a Monday, because it really helps people set the stage for the week. So listen to my show and then subscribe to the service, you know. And then, you know, the nice 52-week kind of a real step-by-step focusing on one thing at a time. It doesn't sound like it takes a lot of time, 5 to 15 minutes. I think everybody can spare that for something that can really set the tone and the pace for their week to really create a great week for themselves. And I love the monthly call, too, because I agree. It's important to have support through this. because things did
come up. And for me, the idea of it came about because there were a number of people, like particularly in other countries like India and South Africa,
mm-hmm.
who they had read the book and they weren't able to get to a workshop or
yeah.
couldn't afford to coach. And for me, it's important that my work is available to everyone. That's why I have the free page-a-day service.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm working mm-hmm. on, I'm currently in the process of raising funds for a PBS show.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a way for it to get out to people without them paying.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the same time, I have other paid services so that people can fine-tune their learning, which whatever way works best for them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love that you said you want to make this information available to everyone. That's fantastic. It just right there shows to me your level of integrity, that it's not just about making money. We all have to make money. We have to support ourselves. But you really are honed in on your mission, and that's just fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. So, listeners, we're running out of time for today. I want to give you her website, which is managingthought.com. All of the products that she talked about are available there. You can get to her blog from her website. There's just a ton of other information on there. Products are also available on my website, which is createyourrealityradio.com. You can look for the links there to order any of her programs through my website as well. So again, Managing Thought is Mary's website, and of course mine is createyourrealityradio.com. You can access through both those ways. Definitely encourage you to check out Mary's, because as I said, she's got a lot of other information on there that we didn't talk about. And Mary, thank you again so much for being on the show. This is just really informative. I know I got a lot out of it, and I'm sure my listeners did too. So thank you so much for your time.
Well, thank you, Lynn, and thank you so much for the work that you're doing. And this your show, your website, everything. It just makes a huge difference in this world. So you're helping everyone cultivate themselves, and that's how we ultimately change the world is one thought at a time.
Exactly. Yeah, I was just going to say, listeners, you know, that Mary and I both clued in very quickly to we both have that on our websites, and that's truly how I feel. I know it's how she feels, one thought at a time. And thank you, Mary, for that feedback on my show. It's very important to me, as it is for you. My mission is just to help people wake up to this information. And then, of course, in the process of helping others wake up, I continue to wake up more.
Yeah.
To myself, and getting to talk to people like you who just put new ideas into my head, new words into my head, ways to spin things to make something more inspiring rather than, a motivation, something I have to do. It's something I want to do, I'm choosing to do, and inspired to do. So thank you very much.
Oh, my pleasure.
All right. And listeners, so we're just going to go ahead and sign off for today, and then be sure to tune in next week for more great information, and remember, create your reality one thought at a time.
You've been listening to Create Your Reality on Amazing Women of Power Radio, the world's leading positive programming network, powered by Raven International. Tune in next Monday at 11:30 a.m. Pacific Time to hear more from Lynn and her guests. If you want to re-listen to this show or previous shows, you can find them at createyourrealityradio.com. or createyourreality.podomatic.com. Thanks for listening.